Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Horsemen and horsewomen of all ages, you don't want to miss the Heber Valley Horse Sale, April 5th and 6th at the Wasatch County Events Complex in Heber City, Utah. This event isn't just for buyers and sellers. This is a fun-filled weekend for the whole family. The activities begin Friday, April 5th, with all-day horse previews, including team roping and calf roping previews, with a trail competition, a buyer's clinic, and a tax sale. Then over 100 head of the best horses will be sold Saturday morning, April 6th at 11 a.m., with both live and online bidding at heberhorsesales.com. This will be your opportunity to buy some of the best broke, multi-purpose horses anywhere. For more information, visit their website at heberhorsesales.com or give Brent a call at 801-368-5498. That's 801-368-5498. And make plans to join us April 5th and 6th in Heber City, Utah at the Wasatch County Events Complex for a great weekend of horse-related activities and a chance to buy your next favorite horse at the Heber Valley Horse Sale. Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer. Ran across some exotic animals on the way to and from there as well, too. That's for sure.
This frog is for you.
And I shook it at her. Let's have some poetry, shall we?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Pat Richardson's riding along with us. Nice. This is a great poem.
Spiders in the outhouse.
No, very exotic animals. Benny and the pandas.
Well, here's a poem about poor old Benny Myers over in Sonoma that Jess and I boarded with so many years, and he's been the target of an awful lot of our poems. And I call this one Benny and the Pandas. Ben worked as a cowboy all his life. No, wait, that isn't true. I forgot about the time that he worked at the local zoo. He had a way with livestock, and in just a little while, the animals all responded to his smooth and easy style. But Ben noticed that the pandas seemed to mostly sit and stare, and gave no inclination to produce a baby bear. This lack of interest puzzled Ben, who went to see his boss, who said, "Man, we've tried everything, we're really at a loss. We've tried oysters, wine, and music, all served by candlelight. They dined with glee and gusto, then just slept throughout the night." Ben said they might need excitement, being in captivity. "Have you showed them panda skin flicks? That seems logical to me." The boss went to his computer and looked up and down the list, but it seems that panda skin flicks aren't something that exist. Ben pondered on the subject, trying to formulate a plan, then went to see his boss with this unusual demand. "We're going to need a panda suit," Ben outlined his scheme. "It's got to be well made. We'd better double-stitch the seams. I'll play the male in this unseemly masquerade. You guys run the cameras and we'll get the darn thing made. I'll sweep her off her feet. I'll put hickeys on her neck. You'll have to hose her down when I'm finished, I suspect." Well, she fought Ben like a banshee. She clawed him from end to end. He'd readjust his panda suit and dive back in again. When they showed the male panda this video they'd shot, he headed for the female on a frisky little trot. It soon became apparent that the female was in foal. The zoo men were jubilant they'd achieved a lifelong goal. When word spread across the land, they came from far and near. The newsmen came with cameras to this festive atmosphere. As they filmed the birthing of the cubs, suddenly they froze. 'cause the cub had Benny's beady eyes and funny-looking nose.
The other, there you go. The one and only Pat Richardson. I sure miss that old boy.
Yeah. Panda?
Pandas, porn? Yeah, right. All right, we're talking about exotic type animal.
Yes.
Ranching, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
La Marisada, we were talking
right,
about
we were just talking about that. But, yeah. You know, there's people who raise yaks.
Yeah, there
yaks,
is.
Yeah. I guess it's great meat. It's wonderful. I don't know. To me, it's kind of a boutique.
It's got to be.
Meat.
A niche.
But I don't know. you know, it's kind of similar type deal, but we've got buffalo back in the 70s.
Beefalo.
Yeah, you remember in the 70s, that was the
that
big deal.
That was the big,
yeah. Crossing the beef and the buffalo to have the beefalo.
Right.
I don't know. I guess they might still do it.
Well, I think Tina's neighbor had a bunch of those.
Really?
In fact, I remember seeing a great big beefalo bull.
Really?
Don't know why.
Yeah.
But
Right.
But he was a monster. He had to go 3,000 pounds easy.
Oh, my God.
And he would tip Dick's Jeep over every now and then.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, that's like that feller in South Dakota that told us. He says, with enough patience and perseverance, a guy can get a buffalo to do whatever it wants.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You just look at their eyes, though.
Yeah.
The lights are on.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything nobody home?
Nobody home. Well, you've got neighbors with buffalo.
We do.
And they have big electric fences.
Yeah, yeah. You know, when they first brought them into the country, we were pretty concerned.
I would assume.
Well, their bulls will be in with our cows.
Yeah.
Well, we can't have that.
Yeah.
Well, we did.
Uh-huh.
And the problem wasn't their bull.
Oh.
It was our bull.
Your bull.
Wanted to get in with a buffalo.
Oh. Your bull wanted to cover the buffalo.
Let me just say that high voltage electric wire fence ruined him. We had to sell the bull.
It took care of his privileges, didn't it?
It certainly did.
Whoops. You know, folks raise, there are elk farmers.
There is, yeah.
You know, and I like elk meat.
I do too.
Yeah.
Elk tastes very
good. It does. Yeah. I'm kind of a moose guy. I like moose too.
Hard to beat.
It is, you know, when it comes to, so if you take a wild animal and you farm it, the meat, it's got to be like beef, doesn't it? I mean, there's no.
It is. It's different.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There is more fat in a farm-raised elk than there would be in just a wild elk.
Absolutely right. So aren't you defeating the purpose? Or?
More or less.
I don't know. Maybe, I guess there are people who
there's
don't.
There's a market for
folks
it.
Who don't hunt.
There you go.
There you have it. All right. Yeah. Meat eaters that don't hunt. Okay. Right. Isn't that an old Indian word? Vegetarian?
No, vegetarian. Yeah. That's right.
Poor hunter. We need to end the show here. Junie Fisher singing Sideshow Romance.
Folks paid a quarter for one look at him, with his webbed toes and fingers and the scales on his skin. But the crocodile man was gonna go far on the county fair sideshow. He was a star. Her parents sold her when she was a girl, when the hair on her cheeks grew in ringlets and curls. But the monkey-faced woman, she was all the rage when she and the crocodile man hit the stage. And the lights go down on the midway. He takes her hand and asks her to dance. She lays her hairy cheek on his big scaly shoulder, and they smile and they dance in a sideshow romance. Watching from high up on the trapeze. Tattooed Matilda hangs from her knees. Her neck is red and her heart is blue from wishing that she had a man like that too. And watching Matilda from inside his cage, slobbering and screaming in primeval rage, the Borneo wild man would like just one chance to show sweet Matilda the Borneo dance. And the lights go down on the midway. She swings by his cage and he grabs her hand, pulls her close to the bars, and she laughs and he drools and they dance in a sideshow romance. Then the ringmaster bows at the end of the night, counts out the money and locks it up tight, peels off his mustache, and it feels kinda weird when he kisses his wife goodnight through her beard. And the lights go down on the midway. He takes her hand and they start to dance, and the sawdust flows through their veins as they smile and they whirl and they dance in a sideshow romance.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Really?
Yeah. We're not done, though.
Rattlesnake Farmer?
No. You know what? There are.
There are. There are. There's a lot of money in venom.
My my brother-in-laws, when they were young, they used to sell rattlesnakes to an outfit. Yeah, the true story.
You know, there are restaurants down in Texas that sell rattlesnake meat.
I guess it's like us, you know, cooking
Rocky Mountain oysters,
yeah. You know.
Tastes like chicken.
When in Rome, do what the Romans do.
Well, in Louisiana. All right, let's go there.
Oh, yeah, do.
Them guys will eat anything. There's a recipe for buzzard.
Everything. Oh, my.
Everything.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
You're right.
Nothing goes to waste.
Well, you don't.
Yeah, no.
Right.
Let's not be wasteful.
Well, do you remember the big ostrich and emu craze?
I do.
The other dark meat?
We had a neighbor that had a couple emus.
Really?
They got out on him. He had to get a couple cowboys together.
Oh, my.
To get out. And it was the middle of the winter.
Really?
And out there on that sagebrush flat.
How did they get the emus in?
Well, they came in, but the horses didn't want to
be near them. Reminds me of a llama roping story. Which we probably won't talk
pretty
about.
Pretty easy
here.
To rope.
Yeah. Yes. Like roping a fence post.
Exactly.
But anyway, yeah. People raise pheasants, and then they bring people out and let them hunt out there on their property.
Yeah.
Longhorns, wagyus.
Oh, Daigu.
Yeah.
And cows you can hug.
Should we? And cows you can hug.
Yeah.
Should we even talk about the mini horses?
No, let's go there.
And the mini donkeys?
Let's go there.
I mean, they're...
They're fun.
They are.
They're a blast.
And the mini cows.
And the mini cows, yeah.
The Dexters are a small breed of cow, too. But
you know, and the old Aberdeen Angus weren't all that big.
Weren't that big until... We adulterated them.
Yeah,
right?
We did. Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this has kind of been fun.
It has.
Yeah. And folks want to stay tuned for next week.
Absolutely.
That's
yes,
right.
Yeah.
Because why?
We're too old to cut the mustard.
And other sayings.
And other sayings.
So stay tuned.
I will.
Folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
She's pretty exotic.
I'll say.